Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we are all set up here at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas for 3 days of coverage. John Jackson, the Joker, is in the house with us here as well once again. John, great to see you.
Good morning. We are the only Mohicans.
Yeah,
the last of.
We got the man himself, Scott Hogan's in here, getting everybody set up. And then there's some other radio guys and TV guys and podcast whatevers that'll be here at some point.
But at some point.
Montana always leads the way.
Absolutely. And there's several national radio guys that are going to be here in the next hour.
Yeah, I ran into David Spady, and he does, he lives in Bozeman and then has to go work down in L.A. From time to time as well with Salem Communications. I think a few of his people are going to be out here because I ran into him. Usually we'll see him here at the SHOT Show as well. But, man, you were saying there is already a ton of people here. See, you feel like there's more people here for the SHOT Show this year than even last year?
Absolutely. Working here, getting everything set up here yesterday, to get across from our booth just over to there, it's like eight lanes of traffic out in L.A. trying to you're like playing Frogger trying to get across the way here. Then I went up to the food court, and, you're standing every single place up there. You're standing in a line 20 yards long.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Well, yeah, it was great. I got the internet on the airplane so that I could, read the news, listen to the news, get some stories on our website. I got all 4 hours of our coverage from Capitol Hill yesterday on our Montana Talks website. So we had the entire congressional delegation and then some other great guests, people at Montana's that were in town and more that joined us throughout the whole 4 hours of the show. But, man, I'm just happy to see. And of course, you called in from Vegas for a few minutes too in the 8 o'clock hour. But man, I'm just happy to see the Republican senators pressing forward on these nominees. But hey, they might also have to play a little more hardball, because if the Democrats are going to flex their, well, you're going to need 60 votes to move this through faster, then it's like, okay. And President Trump's already talking with Senate leadership about doing recess appointments, because here the Democrats go. They let a fellow senator get through the confirmation process, of course, because you're already part of the club, right?
Yeah.
But then they're going to hold up everybody else, including, real American warriors like Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, you saw what John Thune said yesterday. He said, we can either vote on this on Friday, or we're going to stay here all through the weekend and do it. You decide. Let's do it the easy way or the hard way, but it's going to get done. Yeah. And they were saying that when Obama came in, he had 7 of his nominees confirmed in 1 day. And what the Democrats are doing is just trying to, just drag this out. Just every week that they can drag something out. Did you see yesterday they threw a bunch of last-minute dirt at Pete Hegseth?
Yeah, they tried, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, well, his ex-wife's sister said blah, blah, blah. But the ex-wife herself was like, that never happened.
No, it didn't. Yeah, exactly.
And yet, look at how many fake news outlets ran with that. Even some of the TV stations in Montana, they're using their national script and pumping out that fake news propaganda on their Facebook pages and their websites. It's like, guys, the ex-wife herself said that never happened. But nope, here you go running with the fake news anyway.
Pitiful.
Absolutely pitiful. But the Democrats are already exposing themselves here already just in the first couple of days of the Trump administration. All right, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart. We did a SHOT Show preview. He'll be coming up next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area for today, some scattered snow showers possible, especially towards the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from the mid-20s in Bozeman to about 33 in Billings. For tonight, partly cloudy skies develop, lows from 8 above in Bozeman to about 12 in the Billings area. Partly sunny Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Tuesday, the Trump administration began fulfilling its pledge to remove illegal migrants who pose a danger from the country. Border Czar Tom Homan on Fox's America reports.
ICE teams are out there as of today.
He says they're looking for
those who are in the country illegally that's been convicted or arrested for a serious crime.
Monday, President Trump declared a national emergency at the southern border and named Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Homan cited the 250,000 Americans who have died from fentanyl overdoses and saying,
the criminal cartels of Mexico have killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined.
The president is also sending troops to assist at the border, which National Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez tells Fox will help.
They're eyes and ears for us. They can operate some of our cameras, remote cameras and sensors.
Homan says there are over 700,000 illegal migrants with criminal records in the country. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
AWR Hawkins, an honor to have you on the show. I've seen you at the SHOT Show. I keep trying to run you down, but then, man, that place is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy, Aaron. Great to be with you, and I'm glad it worked out today.
Yeah, you've been the Second Amendment correspondent for Breitbart News, what, 15 years now?
Yeah, getting close to that. Probably 16,800 articles worth.
And we've talked about a lot of those on the radio over the years because you do such a great job. How do you describe the SHOT Show for our listeners that maybe haven't heard our prior coverage?
Well, I mean, I guess you take your favorite gun show and you multiply that by about 1,000. I tell people, I believe, what is it? Roughly 4.5 miles of aisle of guns and ammunition and gun accessories and all kinds of things firearm related. And it's a 4-day event, and it literally take you 4 days of walking that floor to see everything. You couldn't see it all, I don't believe, in 3 days. And so I always get there, map out a route, figure out who I have to see, get all that done in the first 2 days, and spend that last day and a half just trying to fill in gaps.
We've got so many Montanans alone. I'm not even able to see all the Montana booths because we've got, you know, a radio show that I've got to do in the morning, and I got to prep for that. And then I want to, you know, do some writing for our websites while I'm down there. And so luckily I get to meet and talk to so many great people, especially our Montana, you know, gun and outdoor industry folks that are there that they'll come to us on Media Row. But yeah, one of these years it'd be fun to just go walk around and just see everything, snap photos, talk to folks. I get to do a little bit of that, but not enough. The other thing I love about going to the SHOT Show, you know, last year Donald Trump Jr. came and joined us on the show. Of course, our governor now is there every year practically. But there's a governor's panel discussion that all the key players from the gun industry, the gun world, but also kind of conservative politics. It's kind of a lot of it is a who's who of conservative politics. Donald Trump Jr. I saw you, it must have been 2 or 3 years ago, I went to the governor's panel discussion, and they had like 8-9 governors there from various states, and you were interviewing Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I was trying to do it, but you got it to happen because you're a big deal.
Well, she is a phenomenal human, and she was wearing a pair of boots, and I wanted a pair. She had hunted an alligator and was wearing the boots, and I set up a hunt in Venice, Louisiana, about a day after she and I spoke, and then one of the hurricanes canceled that. So during this year, I will do that hunt because I am very envious of those boots. But yeah, you're right. I look forward, the governor's forum, I look forward to it. I think this year they're having an AG's forum. Now, I didn't see if your all's Attorney General Austin Knudsen's going to be there. He's a buddy of mine.
Oh, you know he'll be there. You know he'll be there.
I come to your state and hunt prairie dogs with him every year. And Montana is off the chain. I don't just say that because I'm on your show. I tell anybody, one of the most beautiful states. It's a free state. And I love Austin, and I love coming in there to spend time with him. I just love being in your state.
Well, Austin Knutson, I've known him since 24 years ago. I think I first got to meet him, and I was in D.C. going to college, ended up working on Capitol Hill, and he showed up to, do an internship at his dusty cowboy boots and his old jeans from, being a ranch kid in northeast Montana. And you could still describe Austin Knutson the same way today, but he's been a gun nut since he was a little kid. So he just loves going to the SHOT Show. We're going to see him down there for sure. But also, I've described him as the best attorney general in the United States of America. I'm biased, but I know the National Shooting Sports Foundation, who puts on this event, I mean, even they've said when it comes to gun issues and these attorneys general collectively standing up to fight for us, he is leading the charge.
Well, and I wouldn't say anything that goes against that, because with Austin's like that friend that was a real friend that you met, and somehow you got, one of you moved somewhere, and you see each other after 15 years, and absolutely nothing has changed because convictions were that strong. And that's how it is with Austin. I don't ever ask him, well, how do you feel about this? Because I know what you're saying is true. One of the strongest stances, if not the strongest stance in the country from an attorney general, is going to come from Austin. Montana's lucky to have him. And I love working with him. There are times at Breitbart where he'll contact me, and he's going to work on this or that, or I'll reach out to him, and I try to give a little coverage to what he's doing, draw some attention to it, so that that he gets the support he deserves to get those pro-gun things done.
Well, and it's so great that you do that, because oftentimes, the media, and even good conservative media outlets, we could do something back here in Montana. The governor could do something huge. The AG could do something huge. But all too often, unless you're in D.C. or New York or Florida, it's Montana. And these bigger populated states like Florida, their officials will get more attention. And DeSantis is doing great things, don't get me wrong. But when our guys do great things, it oftentimes doesn't get as big of attention because, even conservative media is largely based back that direction.
Right. And what you got to understand, in a way, that's a compliment, because the same thing's happening in West Virginia. West Virginia slipped from being a partially red, partially blue state to being completely red. Oklahoma's completely red. They get treated the way you're talking. You guys now are completely red. You get treated that way. I'd say almost completely. And you're going that way. And that's what I want to be.
Let's hold it right there. We're going to hold that audio right there. That's our SHOT Show preview with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. We'll have more to follow here right after this break. And then Speaker of the House, Brandon Lehr, for the Montana House, will be joining us live in just a few minutes.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Amazon is one of the most famous companies in the world, and it serves as a shining example of how to successfully disrupt an industry. But when the company partnered with hugely successful companies like Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan Chase to pursue a new initiative to disrupt the healthcare industry in 2018, people were paying attention. The prospect of forging something new that would break a few eggs and get some real efficiencies and cost savings into the famously bureaucratic industry was exciting. But it turned out to be like one of those tiny Star Wars fighters bouncing harmlessly off the vast surface of the Death Star that is the American healthcare system. The fact that disruption failed doesn't make it any less important that we try to do so, but it does tell us that disruption is hard to do. Recognizing why should tell us what might succeed in the future, because healthcare today is dominated by third-party payers. In fact, government pays for more than half of all healthcare, followed closely by private insurers. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Arkansas Republican Rick Crawford is the new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He's charged with overseeing the nation's spy programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson ignited a firestorm, unceremoniously stripping the intelligence gavel from Ohio Republican Mike Turner. When Fox asked Johnson what was wrong with Turner, the Speaker replied, quote, "There's no problem with Mike Turner." Yours truly followed up, asking why then the Speaker relieved him. Johnson replied, quote, "There's a lot of concern. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody inside the building here, but we need a reset." Democrats believe President-elect Trump orchestrated the ouster. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries defended the Republican chairman, calling Turner's removal, quote, "shameful." But Johnson contends the Freedom Caucus or President Trump were not involved. Some Republicans fume privately, one telling Fox that Johnson treated Turner so badly that he's, quote, "never going to vote for another blanking thing around here again." Some conservatives had problems with Turner after he sounded an alarm about Russia's nuclear capabilities in space. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, the newly elected American Sheep Industry Association President Ben LaFelt from Montana says they've already got a busy spring agenda on tap to help make sure that the legislative priorities of the U.S. sheep industry are front and center in Washington, D.C.
Well, we're making sure we're going to shore up that what we need to deliver the right policy to D.C. So we have a fly-in coming probably around the end of March here that we'll get those leaders together and, you know, making sure we have the funding to deliver the policy that's really important to the U.S. as a whole and to our western states is important, and making sure that funding is codified in the farm bill. So it's been awful frustrating that this farm bill just gets kicked around each time. So that's going to be a major focus as we move forward.
And he says continued collaboration with other industry organizations is absolutely critical for the success not only of the U.S. sheep industry, but American agriculture as a whole. By the way, we can't forget to mention ASI's other officers for the next 2 years. Vice President Joe Posey from California, Secretary Treasurer Tammy Fisher from Texas, and immediate past President Brad Boner from Wyoming. For more information about the ASI and all of their legislative priorities, visit sheepusa.org. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Planting season is approaching, and the Northern Pulse Growers Association reminds producers to consider making pulses part of their cropping decisions. Why plant pulses? Pulses offer both financial and agronomic benefits. They act as a natural fertilizer, fixing atmospheric nitrogen into the soil, reducing the need for nitrogen fertilizers, and continue fixing atmospheric nitrogen into the soil for the following crop. Additionally, pulses have a low carbon footprint, making them a sustainable choice for agriculture. Make pulses part of your crop rotation. Learn more at northernpulse.com.
Join Little Goose Ranch on January 25th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming, for their 8th annual production sale, offering 65 bulls and 15 replacement heifers. Little Goose Ranch focuses on docile cattle with excellent maternal merit and vigorous calf performance. This year's set of bulls have been selected to yield easy-keeping replacement heifers and high-gaining feeder steers through genetics from Ellington Stateman, Coleman Gaucho, and SAB certified. Sale time is 1 o'clock. View and bid live on Northern Livestock Video. For a sale catalog, visit littlegooseranch.com. Well, President Trump didn't impose any tariffs against Mexico and Canada right away, as he previously said he would. Instead, the president is thinking about possible 25% duties on imports from the USA's North American neighbors by February 1st. He also held off on imposing day one tariffs on Chinese goods, instead ordering his administration to investigate whether Beijing had lived up to the phase one trade deal from his first term. And finally this morning, it looks like the U.S. Supreme Court will not hear Utah's sweeping public lands lawsuit, where the state argued it should take over 18.5 million acres of federally controlled land within its borders. The state, though, can still file another similar lawsuit, just with a lower court. Utah's ambitious legal challenge, which could have set the precedent for a massive land transfer across the West, is at a dead end at best. In its complaint, Utah argued that it's unconstitutional for the BLM to hold that unappropriated land into perpetuity. Meanwhile, environmental groups called the lawsuit a land grab, and they have little faith in state leaders who promised they wouldn't privatize the land at the end of the day. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I was supposed to be reading the news for the last few minutes, but instead, here's John Jackson and I, the Joker from X, joking around for the entirety of the entire break. We're getting them all warmed up. John's getting all fired up. Don't worry, we're gonna talk about the big news of the day here in a few minutes. We got Speaker of the House Brandon Lehr out of Savage, Montana, giving us a legislative update here in just a few minutes, and the Joker will join us for that as well. First, though, let's go back to our conversation here with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. We wanted to have a SHOT Show preview ready to roll because it's only five about 5:30 in the morning here Vegas time. So the Joker and I and Hoagie are the only ones here right now. So that's why we wanted to have this SHOT Show preview ready to roll for you here. In the meantime, let's go back to AWR Hawkins.
In these bigger populated states like Florida, their officials will get more attention. And DeSantis is doing great things, don't get me wrong. But when our guys do great things, it oftentimes doesn't get as big of attention because, you know, even conservative media is largely based back that direction.
Right. And what you got to understand, in a way, that's a compliment, because the same thing's happening in West Virginia. West Virginia slipped from being a partially red, partially blue state to being completely red. Oklahoma's completely red. They get treated the way you're talking. You guys now are completely red. You get treated that way. And I'd say almost completely. And you're going that way. And that's where I want to be. I want to be somewhere where the establishment media ignores me. I was just tweeting about that. I don't want anyone knowing how many guns I own, how many bullets I own, how many knives I own. It's no one's business.
Yep.
The only way you should know that I own a gun is when you break into my home, you'll see the flash. And that's when you can figure it out. And until then, stay out of my business. And so it doesn't hurt my feelings that the establishment media doesn't give attention to great people sometimes, because it allows them to keep doing what they're doing.
That's right. Yeah, or if you're showing off the gun that you used when you got that elk or that buck or that alligator whatever. Yeah.
Right. I did use the SIG fire hunting with Austin last time around. If we're going to show off, I used the SIG on that prairie dog hunt, and I'm telling you, I had an absolute blast.
I'll bet. That's some of my favorite hunting to do is prairie dog hunting, too. And that's why I like bird hunting, too, you know, pheasants and things, because you're moving, it's fast action, whereas those big game hunts, they take a lot more time, a lot more, and then I'm in the bad back club. How am I going to haul that thing out of there afterwards? What's the guns and the gear that you're looking at? What did you see last year that stood out to you? What are you looking at forward to this year at the SHOT Show? Because I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with live coverage. I'm one of those guys, you know, most of my guns are hand-me-downs, you know, it's like, that's a lot of us, you know. I've got some new ones, but most of them are hand-me-downs, just because that's right. Just most of us here in rural America, right?
Right. Well, I will be looking. Mossberg has two new shotguns out, and I'm just a huge Mossberg fan because I've used those guns, as you were talking about, bird hunting. I hunted last year, did all my pheasant hunting in South Dakota with a Mossberg, and that gun is incredible. I duck and goose hunt with Mossbergs, and so they have a couple of new guns out. I'm going to look at those. I'm going to look at SIG's newest handguns. They have an all-metal 320 out, and I'm a big fan of the 320 platform, and I'll do some stuff with Daniel Defense. Daniel Defense has a new handgun out, which is unbelievable. Everybody knows them for long guns. They have the H9 out, and I have shot it. It is incredibly balanced, and so I'm curious to see if they have more holster offerings and different things like that. So, but other than that, you know, I just move around. Crossbreed Holsters is probably my favorite inside the waistband holster company, and I'll be over there with Carol looking at what they've got. I need a new holster. Actually, for a SIG 320 with a flashlight on it, so I'm going to talk to them about that. Those kind of things, that's what I do, just shuffle around.
I was thinking of Daniel's Defense, just as you then mentioned Daniel's Defense. You know, one of the things, again, going back to Attorney General Austin Knutson, is when I first started going to the SHOT Show a few years ago, you know, if I needed to meet somebody, or if I just needed to know what's happening, you know, I just have Austin Knutson kind of show me around a little bit. And, you know, he introduced me to our friends from Skinner Sights up there in, you know, the Mission Valley. You've probably met them before, too. Incredible family story. And then he says, oh, hey, come meet my friend Marty Daniels. I'm over here at the Daniels Defense booth. Well, you know, Army Rangers apparently love to use Daniels Defense guns. I was just talking with a friend the other day. He said, my wife just got a, you know, AR from Daniel's Defense.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I coyote hunt with the Daniel Defense V7. It's so deadly accurate, and it truly is a machine. I'm not even lying. It just won't, it doesn't even know the word malfunction. It's very incredible firearms. Marty's an incredible guy. And your Skinner Sights guy, I forget his first name, but I do want to say I have a Skinner Sight on a lever action. And last year I hit a hog on the run with a Skinner Ghost Ring Sight. I hit a hog on a run at about 145 yards and just watched him flip end over end. And everybody, including me, was, to be honest with you, quite amazed, because you're talking about using open sight.
Yeah.
That animal was running away from me at an angle. And I fired one shot, and that was ball game, and I credit that fight for them.
That's incredible. Back to AWR Hawkins with Breitbart News, their Second Amendment correspondent. AWR, look forward to seeing you in less than 1 week. I think you're going to join us next Wednesday at the SHOT Show. Looking forward to that. This has been a ton of fun. Final thoughts, anything you want to share? I know our listeners might be interested in, hey, with, you know, with a pro-gun president replacing an anti-gun president here come Monday, as Jimmy Buffett might say, what's that going to look like?
Well, I'll tell you what it's going to look like, Aaron. It appears, Trump has already asked, since his election, he's already reiterated his support for national reciprocity for concealed carry, which would treat concealed carry licenses like driver's license. A license from any state would be valid in the other 49. That legislation has been put forward already in the House and Senate. Once that passes, that'll be there for him to sign. A Hearing Protection Act has been put forward, which would remove suppressors from the purview of the NFA. They tried to do this during Trump's first term, but Speaker Paul Ryan, who had the backbone of a jellyfish, he folded under pressure when Hillary Clinton pressured him. If it hadn't been for that, we would already have that. So it looks like we might now get not only national reciprocity, but a Hearing Protection Act. And I'll be honest with you, Aaron, there is a growing consensus pushing to at least markedly defund the ATF, if not abolish it. Representative Eric Burleson out of Missouri is behind that. And people are rallying to the cause. We've covered it, Breitbart. He's put forward legislation. Lauren Boebert is right there with him. They put forward legislation literally to abolish the ATF. So you're going to see at the least that agency reined in, and they need it because they've been weaponized under Biden and they've got to be put in check. And I think those are the three big things you're going to see. ATF.
All right, we got to hold it right there. By the way, AWR will be joining us later this morning in person as well. Stand by, back after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this is a typical Montana for you here, isn't it, John? So here we are. You and I are set up at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And by the way, I think it was like 29 degrees when I landed last night. So they're getting a little bit of this Arctic blast, but nothing like what the Gulf Coast is getting, nothing like what we typically get in Montana. What about all that snow, speaking of the Gulf Coast? What about all that snow on the Gulf Coast? How many inches were you telling me they were getting on the Gulf of America coast there in Louisiana?
8 inches in New Orleans. Fox was reporting last night, and they said it's the most since the mid-80s. You know, all that global warming, Aaron, is falling right down on the Gulf of America. Aaron.
Donald Trump takes office, stops global warming, just like that. You know, funniest thing, Clark.
Yeah.
And then I was seeing pictures of some of the beaches there, like probably around Destin in that area, south of Alabama, that area around there, and it looked like white sandy beaches, but that was the Montana white sandy beaches with the snow instead.
The last job that you want to have down there, because this hit Texas all around the Gulf Coast there, the last job you want to have down there is being a police officer right now, because those people have no idea how to drive in the snow. And it's going to be wrecks upon wrecks. All you're going to do is go from wreck to wreck to wreck, all your whole shift.
When I was leaving my hotel near Capitol Hill yesterday, you know, it was funny. We had a great, great guy out there, man in the door for the hotel, and, you know, a D.C. local guy. And he's like, what do you think of this cold? I said, hey, I would rather be wearing a sport coat or a suit in temperatures like this than being in Washington, D.C. in August wearing a sport coat or a suit when you're just sweating like crazy, you know, and you put the suit on and you're already soaked, you know what I mean? And whereas you could walk around D.C. all day Monday and it was like, and it was like, hey, my deodorant's holding up, hey, you know, because it was so cold there the whole time. Although it's funny, my
my knuckle, I had to steal the lotion out of the hotel because my knuckles are all cracked and red, just like you're back in Montana, you know, walking to school in the 80s on the High Line again, you know, without gloves on, of course, because, you know, you never listened to your mom when she told you to wear gloves and a hat, you know, it was like, you know, as a kid in the, on the High Line in the 80s. So
did you hear all the tales? I guess some of the tales coming out of the balls up there in D.C., they have lines, you know, of course, very, very tight security. So these lines are stretching for hundreds of yards to get in. And you're out there in the snow and the bitter cold. And you've got women out there in heels and just, you know, these nothing gowns standing out
settle
there.
Down
in,
now. In, settle down.
In the 20-degree weather for God knows how long, freezing their butts
off. Well, that's
off,
like, you think about, like, if we as guys got to get dressed up to go to an event, like, we put more on, right? Like, we're putting on a suit and, you know, maybe the shoes aren't that warm, but you know, generally, if you're a Montana guy and you're wearing like any kind of a sweater or a jacket, you know, you can last, you can hold up pretty good unless you're out in the mountains and it's below zero and you're in the, whatever. But for ladies, like when they get dressed up, they're putting less on, you know, they got less of a shoe. They got, you know, less of a dress, everything like that. And so, yeah, a lot, even the VIPs, I was told. So like, they were supposed to go through a VIP entrance but apparently that got all jacked up. So they ended up waiting in line, and it was really cold waiting in line. Even if you got indoors, it was still cold. So here they are, you know, thinking that they're going to be whisked right in through the VIP entrance and make it inside the ball. Instead, they were waiting out in the cold for a while. So I know our Montana ladies can handle that, but, man, some of those other gals, that had to be rough.
Well, because standard for a male would be a tuxedo, like you're saying. But then, like you said, the women are wearing just the scantiest thing you can imagine. Just basically just one piece of cloth over there. Yeah.
Well, what was it Saturday night? What were the temperatures in Billings, Montana on Saturday night? It was chilly then. In fact, I had my Team Trump vest on. I'm rocking my Team Trump vest today here at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. But I was wearing that. But I also put on, you know, just my little, lined jacket, you know, my undercoat that would go under your winter coat if you were skiing or hunting or something like that, right? So I was wearing that, but I gave that to my daughter's friend, and then my daughter wore my wife's coat. Because, of course, they left the house without coats on. We're like, where's your coats? All right, here, wear mine, you know. But it was cold. And so my daughter's like, well, what are people wearing in this thing? And I said, it's a fight. It's a mixed martial art fight, so you're going to feel like you're in Las Vegas. So I said, it's going to be a people watching event. And yeah, it didn't matter if it was 2 degrees outside. There were the ladies dressed up just like they were down at Resort World in Las Vegas right now with, you know, the skin tight cocktail dresses and the tap, tap, tap shoes that you can barely walk on, you know.
Oh, man. How was it? How were the fights?
Oh, the fights were great. Well, in fact, I'm hoping I'm going to try to do a call with Corey, what you talking about Willis here later today, because he fought in the first and won the first ever sanctioned MMA bare knuckle fight in Montana. I've heard there's been some bare knuckle MMA fights around the country, but he fought in the first ever sanctioned one in Montana. And of course, you and I saw Terrell Bracken in studio a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that was so that was great. That was a bloody fight though, and. His opponent, Walking Eagle, out of Brockton, Montana, you know, put on a good fight, but, man, he just got bloodied up early on. That Walking Eagle has got the best walkout music ever. But I guess if your name's Walking Eagle, you better have some good walkout music, right? You know, you got to do that eagle strut. But, yeah, he had that best walkout music. In fact, you were with me on this show. Remember when the Republicans took control of the Congress after the election, and I played, it was like this Native American,
yes,
like electronic.
That's awesome, yeah.
So that was his walkout song, because he played something similar last Saturday night at the Fusion Fights for his walkout song. But so I saved it on like my little, I'll have to see if Soundhound picked it up for me here. If I'm hearing a good song, I'll try to Soundhound it so that I could you know, then go back and find the music, you know, because I'm old. I'm like, what was that? What was that on the radio? That was a great song. Playing all the hits, playing all the you know, and so they'll Soundhound it, and then it'll tell you what the song was and everything like that. Okay. Oh, but the whole point of this, talking about the cold and the weather, so Speaker of the House Brandon Lear out of Savage, he's going to join us for a weekly Montana legislature update, and we're going to do it here in the Montana 6 o'clock hour around 6:40.
every Thursday, Senate President, or every, it's Wednesday today. But he had a pipe burst at his house. So he's still in Montana dealing with a burst pipe. And so that's Montana stuff. You know, now if you were the United States Speaker of the House, burst pipe, whatever, you got people for that, right? But this is Montana. It's like, hey, Speaker of the House, I like your fancy title. What are you going to do about your burst pipe at your house?
Now get up underneath there and fix that pipe. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, like, that's the thing about Montana. We are stress tested to weather as far as the extreme cold, extreme wind. You know, we get that all the time. But you see some of those.
And like, extreme heat in the summer, yeah.
What happened in North Carolina, some of these other places, they have this wind come in to the tune of 70 miles an hour plus, you know, up to 100 miles an hour. And that wind never comes through there. And then you get places in Texas where they never get that kind of bitter cold. So then you've got pipe breaks of an entire county. So it takes the entire population of plumbers of that county the next 3 months to fix everything. But we in Montana, we get weather stress tested on a rate. If you know already if your pipes at your cabin or your home are going to make it because they've been stress tested so many times.
I think I got a walkout song here. So this is called Stadium Powwow by the Hallucination and Black Bear, apparently. So let me try to fast forward here.
Yes, 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 yes.
So, like, if they did the Trump inaugural parade, I want this playing. While Trump, I want him, like, doing, like, the powwow walk-in, you know, doing the crow hop through the U.S. Senate. While he goes to Chuck Schumer to tell him what's about to happen, you know.
I've told you before, you know, my daughter has to run against these guys all the time across country. And they do that music from their tent and everything. They got their war paint on it. It's intimidating.
Oh, yeah. And they got some great runners, some great athletes, you know, yeah, at a lot of our reservations in Montana. And I've seen some of the crow runners in particular because – it's that warrior spirit. It's that warrior mentality. And that's how they approach running and distance running and everything.
But you imagine it's also that genetics passed down from hundreds of years ago when their great, great, great grandfather probably was forced to run 20 miles across the plains and then fight in a battle. That's that genetics passed down to them, that resistance and distance running.
Yeah. All right. So I think Speaker of the House Brandon Lehr, he might join us. Caden, if that's 8 o'clock hour Montana time, I'm assuming that'll be here in a few minutes in the next hour. If I'm assuming that's the next hour for us, since we're 1 hour behind you here in Vegas, that'll actually work out perfect because next hour of the show. Yeah. If we can sneak on, let me think. I'm trying to think of my schedule here. I'm trying to think of my time hacks. We're doing it live. Anyway, we got a lot going on because Governor Greg Gianforte is here doing the Montana Breakfast with all the Montana peeps. I'm going to try to bounce up to that while John takes over the microphone. But, yeah, anyway, we'll get the speaker on here, if not next hour, the hour after that.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The new era.
It already is.
It's you believe that, Sean?
I believe all of it.
We're going to ask him tomorrow.
I'm not going to tell you now.
Oh,
you'll have to tune in. You better go catch your plane.
You're in the Hilton. What's your name? Tell me.
Linda. That's Linda.
You're unbelievable. I mean that in a good way. You're unbelievable.
Well, you're the one saying you're going to miss your plane.
Yeah,
I'm going to
miss
your plane. Well,
there's snow
Ben,
all over your country, Sean.
I know.
It's snowing everywhere.
It's not my fault. I did not talk to God. Jesus.
Oh, I didn't realize.
No.
You're not
going
to speak to God. You're not going to do an exclusive Sean Hannity with God.
No.
In the Oval Office, Hannity. And God. His chosen prophet, Sean Hannity.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
This great country was founded on freedom, and that was freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then tried blockading us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out for them? Well, it's time now to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract, throw it overboard. My friends at Pure Talk, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices, and with a qualifying plan, of just $45 a month, you can choose a free iPhone 14 or free Samsung Galaxy. And yes, this is for premium service. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 25 gigs of data, mobile hotspot. You get all of it at a fraction of the price of AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. Also, they use the same 5G network. So get your free iPhone 14 or your Samsung Galaxy. You simply dial #250. You say the keyword save now and check in with Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service team and make the switch. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area for today, some scattered snow showers possible, especially towards the Billings vicinity. High temperature readings will range from the mid-20s in Bozeman to about 33 in Billings. For tonight, partly cloudy skies develop, lows from 8 above in Bozeman to about 12 in the Billings area. Partly sunny Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. In the new year, many people are planning to join a gym as part of their fitness goals, with cost an important factor. While the price of cheap gym memberships can run between $30 to $60 per month, keep in mind that gyms with more amenities like swimming pools and basketball courts might run you a little more. Belonging to a gym is an ongoing financial commitment. You may be able to sign up during a promotional period that promises no initiation fee or your first month free, but know that you'll have to budget for costs throughout the duration of your membership. When you're ready to sign up, it's important to read the fine print before signing a contract. Check to see if your membership locks you in for a certain number of months. And if you choose to end your membership before the agreed upon time, you'll likely be charged a penalty fee or have to pay the remainder of the contract in full. Many gyms provide free trials, so try to take advantage of those offers before signing up. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
Years ago, before serving in the House of Representatives, I was like most people. I thought politicians were corrupt, small groups of people controlled the process, and deals were cut in the dead of night in dark, smoke-filled rooms. When I took office, I was pleasantly surprised to find that my preconceived notions, for the most part, were wrong. It is true that some legislators have more influence than others, but that's because they're in leadership, or they control enough votes to sway the process, or they've been around long enough that they know the rules and are better at the game. While I have no idea what goes on in Washington, D.C., here in Montana, for the most part, the process is transparent and open. In fact, we have one of the most open legislatures in the nation. Every day, Montanans from across the state can participate fully without ever leaving their homes. With the advent of home computers, teleconferencing, and broadcasts such as this, there's no reason not to be fully informed. It's simple. Tune in every day to this legislative update, then go on our website at montanafamily.org, click on the legislative link, and you'll be amazed at what's available. With the click of a button, you can watch committee hearings, track important bills, watch House and Senate floor action, and contact your legislators. It's your chance to get involved and make your voice heard. Here's a secret. Legislators want to hear from you. They hear from lobbyists every day, but rarely do they hear from the folks back home. It's so rare, in fact, that your letter or email or phone call will get special attention. When contacting legislators, please remember to be polite. No one wants to be yelled at, especially a legislator who has to spend 4 months away from their family, work long hours, and live off of cold coffee and stale donuts. Another point to remember is that it does no good to yell at a legislator whose voting record is consistent with their promises during the campaign. If someone ran as a hardcore liberal in favor of abortion, higher taxes, gun control, and more spending, please don't take it upon yourself to make their life miserable. If they were honest about who they were to begin with and the people elected them anyway, then your time would be better spent working hard to get someone else elected next time around. That doesn't mean that you don't have influence, however. You might not be able to stop a bad bill, but with intelligent suggestions, you might be able to get it amended so that it's not quite so bad. All that to say that your input really does make a difference, but you have to get involved. We've spent the first 2 weeks of the session giving you some insights and a behind-the-scenes look at the legislative process. Next week, the real work begins. Each session takes about 3 weeks to really ramp up, and with this session's Senate train wreck, it might take a little bit longer. In the next few days, we'll dig into the bills. There are some good ones on the horizon, and there are also lots of bad ones, too. The important thing is to stay engaged and involved. We've seen it before. There will come a time when a bad bill will die by one vote because someone made a phone call. That someone could be you. And one final thought. If you miss one of these broadcasts or would like to share the message with your friends, you can always find them on our website at montanafamily.org. Ours is a government of, by, and for the people, administered by a citizen legislature that meets every other year. The founders called it a great experiment in self-governance, but it only works if everyone stays involved. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Thanks to Jeff Laslofi for that legislative update, especially as I've been on the road to Washington, D.C., now Vegas for the SHOT Show. Great to have those updates flowing. I don't know if he's got the water flowing again after his pipe burst, but we got Speaker of the House Brandon Lear out of Savage, Montana, giving us a weekly legislative update. So we'll talk about, I know they've been talking a lot about property tax relief, how to put these tourism dollars to work for us instead of them. As well, so we'll see what the speaker has on tap for us after this. Hopefully he's got his burst pipes all squared away by then.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Amazon is one of the most famous companies in the world, and it serves as a shining example of how to successfully disrupt an industry. But when the company partnered with hugely successful companies like Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan Chase to pursue a new initiative to disrupt the healthcare industry in 2018, people were paying attention. The prospect of forging something new that would break a few eggs and get some real efficiencies and cost savings into the famously bureaucratic industry was exciting. But it turned out to be like one of those tiny Star Wars fighters bouncing harmlessly off the vast surface of the Death Star that is the American healthcare system. The fact that disruption failed doesn't make it any less important that we try to do so, but it does tell us that disruption is hard to do. Recognizing why should tell us what might succeed in the future, because healthcare today is dominated by third-party payers. In fact, government pays for more than half of all healthcare, followed closely by private insurers. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.